Today's daf brought to Gaven Chamot Yerushalayim in the Sechet Shabbat is daf Pei Gimel, and we are holding about a quarter of the way down Meitve, Avodah Zarah Kesheretz. Now, just to remind you where we were at, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan about how it is that we're meant to understand what appears to be a contradiction in Mikorot for the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. On the one hand, the Torah compares Avodah Zarah to a Sheretz, because it says Shaketz to Shaketzenu, which means Sheretz. A sheretz, of course, in terms of its din of tuma, is only b'tamei b'maga and not b'tamei b'masa. On the other hand, we have the tizrein kabod dava, which means that we're comparing it to the din of nidot. Now, the problem is that a nida is b'tamei not only b'maga and not only b'masa, which is beyond sheretz, but is also mitama be'even misama, which is a higher level of tuma, which we spoke about the machloket Rashi and Tosfot exactly how to understand it, but it's a type of balance between Tumas Hesed, Mishkavu Moshav, and normal Tumas Masa. Now, there were two approaches in the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. One, according to the way Rav understood it, and the other one, according to the way Rabbi Elazar understood it. And that got things a little bit complicated. So, what happened was that the way that Rabbi Elazar understands it is very straightforward. According to him, the Machlokas is whether there's Batamik B'masa or not. That's all. According to Rabbanan, it's Batame only for Sheretz. And even though it's compared to Nida, that's there to tell me a bigger kula. That I would have thought that it's Batame even in pieces, the way a Sheretz is Batame, even a limb of a Sheretz is Batame, Kamash Milan. No, we're going to compare it to a Nida, and therefore it's Inalei Vari. Whereas, according to Rabbi Akiva, no, we're going to be comparing it to Nida also to tell me the din, that it's Batame Bemasa. So that's very straightforward. We never get involved in Evan. Misam. That was the second approach that we had yesterday. Then we also had the more Homeric approach, which was Rabbah's approach. According to him, everybody agrees that Avodah Zarah is Matame B'masa because of the fact that it's undeniably compared to a Nida. And the way Rabbah brought it out was that since that Pasuk itself has indications in it, this is the way Tosfos understood it, the Pasuk itself had indications in it that you must be Dorish L'Churma, and that was the meaning, Tsei Tomar Lo, Ikanes Al Tomar Lo. And I'm just telling you, get as far as you can from this, and therefore do not take indications of Kula in the Pasuk. So therefore, it's a given that it's certainly Avodah Zarah is Matame more than a Sheretz. It's Matame even B'masa. The question is whether it's even Matame B'Even Misama. According to Rabbi Akiva, the comparison to Nida means totally Kanida, and therefore it's Matame B'Even Misama. Why then did the Torah compare Avodah Zarah to Sheretz? That's because it's talking about a lesser Avodah Zarah, namely only the Mishamshim of Avodah Zarah. Mishamshim of Avodah Zarah indeed are only Matame K'Sheretz. Whereas, according to Chachomim, Sheretz is there to tell me that we should not compare entirely to Nida, and that, therefore, it's not Matami Bevin Misama, so we get a balance between Sheretz and Nida. Ah, you'll say, well, such a balance is very easy for us to get, because all the Torah needed to do was to compare it to Nevela. And then it would have been something that's Matami B'Maga, Ubamasa, not Bevin Misama. True. But then we wouldn't have known the deal about not being Matame Levarim. So therefore, there's also this kula that we're learning from Nida, which is that it's not Matame Levarim. That is where we were left off yesterday, and everything is nice and clean. Now, today we have some questions about the way that Rabbi Elazar or Rabbah approached the sugya, and we're going to try to prove that Rabbah actually is wrong based on Brito, that he's going to have to explain. So let's take a look at our first question, Meitve. As I say, about a quarter of the way down. Avodah Zarah Kesheretz, and Bishamshi Avodah Zarah are Kesheretz. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, no, Avodah Zarah itself is Kenida, and Bishamshi is Kesheretz. Now look, this really doesn't work out according to Rabbah's approach at all. Because, I mean, the way Rabbah was learning, nobody holds that Avodah Zarah is only Mitame Kesheretz. It's at least Mitame B'masa. This only works out like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar takes the very simple, straightforward approach that according to the Rabbanan, there is no comparison L'Chumra to Nida, to tell me to Mat Masa. The only point of the comparison to Nida is to tell me that it's not Matam Levarim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's compared to Nida, but only in terms of Tumat Masa. Okay, that's exactly what it's saying here. The Chachomim are saying it's not Matam Masa, and the Rabbi Akiva is saying it is Matam Masa. Very straightforward. But the way Rabbah was learning, this bright makes absolutely no sense. What's that supposed to mean? How could Rabbi Akiva ever say that the how could the Rabbanan ever say that it's only Matame Kesheretz when according to him they agree that it's Matame B'masa? And Kesheretz is not Matame B'masa. How's he going to explain it brighter? Tell the Rabba Kasha. Omelech HaRabba, all of a sudden you wake up, and when we quoted yesterday the Mishnah from Avodah Zarah about the collapsing church and everything, where nobody was disturbed by the fact that it says Beferish in the Mishnah, Mi'alima Mi'matnitin, is this more of a powerful proof against me than the initial Mishnah that I came to discuss? And it didn't bother anybody then. It says over there, Etzav, Vavanav, Va'afarav, Armitamim, Kisheret, okay? And I explained, what does that mean, Ali B'Ravidkiv, it's Matami Kisheret? It's Matami Kisheret in the sense that it will not be Matami B'Evan Misama, not Kisheret, it's not Matami B'Masa. So why can't it mean the same thing in this Braita? Hachinami Delo Matami B'Evan Misama. So it's fine. I'm not disturbed. And if you guys suddenly woke up to ask, I'm not impressed because we got away with it yesterday, I'll get away with it today. Maitvin. Oh, how about this Braita? This is a really tough one. Nochri v'nochrit Avodah Zarah u'misham she'ah. So we have now four things. In Nochri and Nochrit, we know that Midiorite, of course, not Metame. However, the Rabbonin, in order to encourage separation, particularly sexual separation, they were gozer that a Nochri and a Nochrit are Metame like a Zavet Zav. So now, we have these four things, and it says here, Hein, they are Tame, but Lo es Seitan. Lo es Seitan, we assume, mean, but not people who pick them up and move them. In other words, not V'masa. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, not true. Even Hein Ve'es Seitan, even somebody who would pick them up. Now, this, of course, is straight out Rebbe Elazar, across the board. Machlokas about whether it's Matami V'masa or not Matami V'masa. That's all there is to it. Nothing else to worry about. Okay? But according to Rabbi, this makes absolutely no sense. What are you talking about? Of course they're Matami B'Masa. You said everybody holds their Matami B'Masa. So how in the world could it say Hein Velo Es Seitan? Same question if we had a moment ago from the other bride. Omelech HaRabba. Excuse me. But, you know, it's all very convenient to be asking a question on me from the part about Avodah Zarah. And can you explain the first part? The part about Nochri V'Nochrit? Is there anybody that would say that the din of a Nochri V'Nochrit to have a halacha mid Rabbanan to be kizav l'kol davar, is there a tumah for somebody who picks up zav? Absolutely. V'atanya, it says in the Braita, despite the fact that it says in the Torah, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amartem alayhem ish ki azav mi besoro, which means only l'b'nei Yisrael, they are metami b'ziva. And midoraita ein nochri metami b'ziva, aval gazru alayhem shiye kezavim l'chol divrehem. Now l'chol divrehem means there's no discussion about this issue. There are no compromises in the Tuma of the Nochri V'Nochri. So how in the world does this Braita make sense according to anybody? If you understand it the way you understand it, Hein Velo Es Seitan, you're telling me that picking up a Zav will not be Matami. That's what you're saying, which goes against the Pasuk. I mean, so you can't possibly mean that. Okay, so obviously we're going to have to put in some corrections in this Braita because it's clearly Mishubash the way that it's written. Ella, therefore, both you, Rabbi Elazar, my dear friend, and I, Rabbah, I'm going to have to explain this Braita. I'll tell you the way I would explain it. So Rabbah is Matayrus L'Taimei. This is the way I would go with this Braita. I would insert the following. I would say, Nochri V'Nochri, Hein, Es Seitan, Evin Misana Shelahem. This is for sure, because that's the din of Azav and Azav and Anida. There's no machlokas about that. That's a given. Now let's set that aside. Now, new section, Avodah Zarah. Okay. He ve'es seitan. Don't have it the way you have it, which anyway, we admit is just not really acceptable according to anybody. So I say, stick in the words, not v'lo es seitan. Stick in the words, he ve'es seitan. But, according to Rechomim, lorev and nesame shalah, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, even Avodah Zarah includes es seitan, ve'ev and nesame shalah. Okay, which is exactly what I was saying. I mean, if we're going to change it, hey, baby, we might as well go all the way and change it to exactly the way I would read it. There you go. Perfect. So we're all agreed that when it comes to an actual human, Nochrib and Nochrib, cross the board Tuma, including Evan Misama, boom. The Machloket is whether Avodah Zarah also has a din of Evan Misama, which it does not, Aliba the Chachamim, because they compare it to Sheretz to tell me not to go all the way. And Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, it does. What a lovely bright. I always thought there was something special about it. Now Rabbi Elazar says, no, I would read it very differently. If I'm going to be Metakein the bright, then here's how I would read it, okay? Metar Tzatayman. Nochri, yeah, of course, the part about Nochri and Nochri, of course you're right. Hein, Es Seitan, Evan Misama, there's no point in discussing that, that's clear. Now, Avodah Zarah, the way we have the gears is good. Avodah Zarah, evil or etzeta, because that's what I hold. But there is no Tumat Masa when it comes to Avodah Zarah, leave the Chachamim. V'Rabbi Akiva Omer, Avodah Zarah, even including Giveh Seita, and you'll note that, of course, Rabbi Akiva doesn't make even a mention of Evan Mishama by Avodah Zarah, which is exactly what I hold, which thought was something special about this Braita, which is exactly speaks out, amazing, just what I was thinking. So there's definitely no din of Evan Mishama, and the Onam HaKlokas says whether there's a din of Matzah, which we're calling here Heset. Matkif L'Ravashi, I don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, this is all very nice. What do you do with this Hain business? So, my Hain. What do you mean, they? What's the Kiddush in Hain? I mean, according to the way you have it split up, this bright is coming to tell us first grade level information. What the din is of what? The Heset of Azov and Azov. I understand what, I mean, if it isn't referring to the Kiddush that we just had, meaning that the Hain itself is a reference to the interrelationship between the Avodah Zarah and so on and so forth, then what is it? El Amr Vashi Alta. You have it completely wrong. I'll tell you what your problem is. You don't realize that the last way we'd ever refer to Tumat Masa is to call it Hesed. Hesed. But it's like Hesed. Hesedan. There is one place in the Torah, and only one place, where Hesed is used in a very special way, and that is in the Dinim of Azav and Azava. There's a new Tumah that doesn't appear anywhere else, which is that not only if something carries the Tumah, which is classic Tumas Vasa, but even if that which is Tameh moves that which is Tahor, that's Hesed. Not Vasa. That's not Tumat Hesed. So now if the Zov picks up someone, then that someone is Tameh, even though they never came in contact with the Zov. Which is certainly not the case if a Nevela picks up someone. It's not going to be the Tameh here. Because that is not called Masa. We're going to talk later on about how inert objects can pick things up. And we'll, obviously, the way is gravitational. We'll talk about that. But in any event, here's the way, therefore, to understand. It says, Ravashi, Ofikama. The Braita is meant to be like this. That's what the Hain means. It means like this. Nochri v'nochrit. Bein. Hain shi'isito t'achirim. Bein achirim shi'isito otam. That's the Hain. Whether they were the party that were Masit, or whether others were Masit them, which is classical Masa. So now, there's no Avodah Zarah. We're talking about the first piece. Nochri v'nochri. Okay? Ein shisito achayim, achayim shisito otam, are tmeim. Now, we can all agree on that, right? Okay, let's move on now to the second piece. I'm going to explain it. I'll leave it to Rava. But you can understand what to do. I'll leave it to Rav Elazar on your own. Avodah Zarah, shisita achayim. Now, if an Avodah Zarah moves someone else, that's tumat hesed. Now remember that according to Chachamim, Avodah Zarah is not metame like a nida. Okay? So therefore it's tohuri. But it's metame b'masa like a nida, which is the way Rava learns. It's just not metame with these extended tumas that are extensions of tumat hesed. So there, if others carry the Avodah Zarah, they would be metame. Why? Because according to the way Rava understood the Chachamim, everyone has agreed, even the Chachamim, that certainly Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa. So if you carry an Avodah Zarah, it will be metame. Now, Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, again, remember that Mishamshe Avodah Zarah are for sure not going to be metame b'masa at all. That's true even according to Rabbi Akiva. So, bein hein sheisito achirim, bein achirim sheisito otam, since Mishamshe Avodah Zarah are maximally metame kisheret.
Somebody sleep?
No. Actually, our charts indicate brain death. Rabbi Akiva Omer. And on this, Rabbi Akiva argues because he holds that even Avodah Zarah is metame beheset, because it's metame beheven mesama. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, put them all together. Nochri, Avodah Zarah, all of the above. Bein hein sheisito t'achirim, bein achirim sheisito otam. They're all to main. The only place where I would say that we have to compare it strictly to sheretz, in which there's no tumah, even of masa, aha, that is b'sham she'avodah zarah. And that part, yes, I agree with you. Bein hein sheisito achirim, bein achirim sheisito otam, tahorim. That's how I would read it. Says the Gemara, but yes, dear Rav Ashi, there's only one problem. This point about Avodah Zarah is walking around and picking people up. I mean, Avram Avinu dealt with that issue with Terach ages ago. It ain't ever been seen.
Wouldn't it be relevant to Inyan HaDiyun?
Yes, it would. So here we go. We've got a automated Yashka. And he walks around picking up the little children to hand up to Santa Claus.
The actual one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if the person is worshipped, that's a question. But it's Zora. I mean, I don't get how that works. I understand how someone can pick up an Avodah Zora. But how does an Avodah Zora pick up a someone? Where is the case where an Avodah Zora moves someone else? Look, it's very simple. This is an extension of the concept of Hesed that's expressed in the famous Mishnah, Kiddit Tanan. We know that this is something every child is supposed to know from the Masechet Zavim. And I mean, of course, all kindergartens are Bekiyim, at least sometimes in our history, in Masechet Zavim. And it says over there, Hazav Bekaf Mozaim. Put a Zav in one side of the scale, and put food on the other side of the scale. And then, if you have Ochlu Namash Bekaf Shniyah, Kara Hazav Tmeim. So if the Zav is heavier, then they're tummy. But if they carry the Zav, they're tahar. Why? Because this halakha, that you could be mitame yourself by carrying the Zav, is only true of humans or of Tumas Mishkav Umoshav, mats, beds, and so on and so forth. Food is not tummy as an extension of Tumas Mishkav Umoshav. Only humans, and this din of carrying the Zav is basically that idea. So the din of Masa is only said by a human. A human who carries is going to be Mitameh. Food which carries, so to speak, gravitationally, because something is on top of it, is not going to be Mekabel Tumah through Masa. Food is Mekabel Tumah through touching or through oil, not through carrying. So therefore, if the Zav outweighs the food, then the Zav has moved the food, and that's Tumas Hesed. And that, yes, all things are Tumas that the Zav is Mesit. But if the food moves the Zav, that's an extension of the halakha of Mishkav and Moshav. Food cannot be Metame, but Tumas Mishkav and Moshav. Now, in this case, substitute Getchka for Zav, and you've got the way that a Getchka can carry something, because it's the same way that Zav's carrying something, and is being Metame it. So if you put the Avodah Zorah in instead of the Zav, the Avodah Zorah may the scale now go down gravitationally, and it moved, so to speak, by its weight. It moved what was in the other side of the scale. And if you hold it's Metame Behesed, as Rabbi Akiva does, then Alibir Rabba, then it would be Metame. This is a unique Tuma that we have by Zav. By the way, Kaman Ozah HaTanya, who is the author of the following Braita? Any tumah in the world in which the thing which is tumah moves the thing which is tar, as opposed to vice versa, which is a standard mas, it's never metame unless it's a zav. We find no similar case to this din of hesed. So do not confuse it with mas. Masa means you're carrying the tumah. You carry around an avela, you will be tummy. But if an avela carries you around, you will not be tummy. The only thing where something that carries you around will make you tummy is Zav. That is absolutely unique. Now it seems to be saying Zav, but not Avodah Zorah. But I thought according to the way Rava was understanding Rabbi Akiva, it would include Avodah Zorah too. Shall we be forced to say that this is the lower Rabbi Akiva? Because the Ikar of the Akiva, why does it say only Zav, but nothing else do we find to put into that category? Ikanami Avodah Zorah, we do have something else. No, because, I mean, Rabbi Akiva was saying that Avodah Zorah is like a Zav. He wasn't saying it's something else that fits the same category. So according to Rabbi Akiva, I feel the same Rabbi Akiva. This could be going perfectly well, even Rabbi Akiva. When it says Zav, it means Zav and all extensions of Zav. I mean, the only way we know that an Avodah Zorah is going to be Matami this way is because of the Pasuk Tizreim Kamodava, which compares it basically to Matami Mishkav Umoshav. So Tana Zav v'chol de Damela. And called de Damela, which means dummies. That means people who are not listening in Daf Yomi. They may not really be dumb, but they may have made themselves dumb. Now, how does one make themselves dumb? Richie, would you have any suggestions as to how one makes oneself? No.
Someone's brain that isn't metamis.
What's that?
Someone's brain that is not metamis.
Yeah. Well, that's a machlokas. Boy, Rav Chama Bar Guria. Okay, we finally get the Rav Chama Bar Guria that we kept referring to earlier. And boy, Rav Chama Bar Guria is an Avodah Zorah metami b'la Ivarim. Oh, ain't la Ivarim. Question we had before. Now, remember that before we mentioned there was a machlokas Rashi and other Rishon and Rambam, about whether we're talking specifically on Avodah Zorah Shel Chuliyot, so that it can be put back together again. It's a portable Avodah Zarah. You know, it's very much in the season. If you're traveling, you know, I mean, where are you going to have your nativity scene? Got to put it all together in the plane to be able to, you know, have a really functional holiday. So that would be Shel Chuliyot. And the Rambam was learning that this was a question about the actual Avodah Zarah, not the piece that was removed. And Rashi was learning this about the piece that was removed. But it did not seem to have to do with breakage, which is a different sugya. If the Avodah Zarah breaks, does it still have it in Avodah Zarah? Which just points out that's about what is Rav and Shmuel in Masechet Avodah Zarah. If an Avodah Zarah breaks apart on its own, whether it's considered to be broken or not, and so on. So we need clearly to be machalic between the two sugyas. Otherwise, we seem to take things for granted, which we should. And the Tosafot points out we're only questioning over here, not the din of Yisra Avodah Zarah, not the din whether it's still called an Avodah Zarah, Lagavi, all the other din of Avodah Zarah, Yisra Ba'anah, and so on and so forth. But Lagavi, the din of Tumah. This is Lagavi, the din of Tumah. We have this comparison to Nida. The question is whether that's coming to tell us a Kula, that the din of Tumah is not Matame Le'evarim. Don't confuse it with these other sugyas, because that would get completely out of hand. So, right now, we're going to assume that the question is, does it have a din of being broken? Which, as the Achronim point out, this is not the way that Rashi was understanding it earlier. Does it have a din of being broken? It was only a question whether Chuli is Matame. Why are we suddenly relating it to being broken? Fine. You're right, Rashi does seem to have degraded his approach because of the way that the Gemara prepares it here to whether it is fixable by a person who has no experience and no expertise in the area. So, anyway, let's take a look at it now. Our first approach in Rav Chama Bar Guria is that if a hedyot, meaning a regular guy from the street without expertise, is able to put this thing together again, so for sure, I mean, then it's for all intents and purposes, it's connected. The commandim mikbarat, I mean, it's as if it's all connected because, I mean, that's what portability means. It means, like, this is how it works. You know, you just plug in the foot to the torso and the hand to the top, and there you can go bow down to it and be happy. And, yeah, we're all happy. Yeah, a little string. My question only is, how about if you need an expert to put it back together again? That's not very portable, you know. So, do we say, give me an idiot, your cholak zera, come on to mitzvah, dummy? And here is where we have what appears to be a fatal blow to Rashi's shot. Do we say it has a dinner being broken? I mean, but it's not broken, it's been taken apart. Okay, disassembled. So, Tosfos wants to be machalic between how many pieces it's got. In other words, there are things which are disassemblable. Yes. Into 1,000 puzzle parts, which are going to take you 2 days to put that together, and that is considered to be broken. Whereas before, what we're talking about, disassemblable in other places, we mean four pieces, which just, maybe you need some expertise, but I mean, that's not called, you know, a major job. Okay, whatever, again, we don't have to get into the details because we're only trying to utilize this for our purposes, and Avodah Zarah is the place where we need to really deal with this. Here, we'll just talk about the question of Tumah V'Tayrah. So, if in Eidyot Yecholah Zira, then that would be considered to be broken. And the question over here is, do we say that since you can't have a normal guy put it back together easily, it's as if commanded me to, it's like it's broken? Or do we say, but it's not missing anything, that's not broken, just assemble it, who cares how much expertise you need? And therefore, vis-a-vis Tumah, it should be Matami. Now, but others say, no, Kama Bar Guria was actually asking the exact opposite. He was saying, look, if you can't put it back together easily, for sure it's considered to be broken, Lagabi, the dinam of Tumah. There it's Kama Mitra Dami. My question is, where someone can put it back together easily, what's the din there? Shall we say, since you can reassemble it, it's commanded mikhra dami, because anybody can reassemble it, and we should look at it for all intents and purposes as being all whole? Oh, Dilma, hashtamiya kashalfa. Or do we say, yes, but currently, what is its current status? Pieces. It's taken apart. And therefore, it should be sharia. We say sharia, it would mean not to be metame, as Tosu says, and therefore, it would be tahar. Teku, that question stands. By the way, the question of what the din is of a teku in a case where we're dealing with an issur derabbanan, many say that we go lakula. Because leaving something up in the air like that under derabbanan always gives you the option to be maker. Yeah. Why Rabaktavoy Barami? Rabaktavoy Barami has another question over here, which is an avodah zarah that is smaller than a kezayit. What is its din? Matki for Rav Yosef, what do you mean? What is its din? What are we talking about? What is its din? Is there some limit, some lower limit to the size of an Avodah Zarah that's usher to worship? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, Leinyan Isura, what are you talking about? Whether this thing is Isser whether it's this or I know if it is worship, whether it's also to worship it. I mean, lo yehei el zvuv bal ekron. It should only be the little fly god of Ekron. That's a lot smaller than a gazayat. Ah, I knew that would get him. He hates those flies. The ones that give you a little sting in the back. The Tanya, the Braita is medayik. What is the meaning that after Gideon died, it says over here that Yisrael was yiznu achrei ha'baalim v'yasim alehem ba'al brit l'elohim. What is it, ba'al brit l'elohim? That's got to be a really deep, loving relationship in which you never are separated from your beloved. And what would that be referring to? How can you carry around a getcha to such an extent that you're never separated? It's got to be really small. Exactly. That is referring to Zvuv Bal Ekron, which we find elsewhere. They actually sent to ask Aches from Zvuv Bal Ekron. And in the sense of it's being a Baal Brit, what does that mean? Everybody made himself a little fly. A little fly. Put it in his pocket. And whenever there was a problem in life, you know, give it to Zohar, you take out your God, there you have your own little fly, right there, in your pocket. Umechapka, umenashka, Lord of the flies. There you go. And he would kiss it, and he would hug it. I mean, there's an absolutely astounding, a beautiful, beautiful relationship with the good Lord, which is why we call a fly today. And that is it. And that's where it really belongs. But in any event, there's clearly Isser that is applied to any size god of your makings. So that can't be your question. Your question must be there for Legabi Tuma. That's the question. Lina Tuma Mai. Do we say, and this is the problem, do we say that on the one hand we're comparing this Avodah Zarah to a Sheretz? And a Sheretz, after all, is Betame Bikadasha, which is a very small amount, which is a hundredth of a Kazayit. So do you say, I mean literally, but it's tiny compared to Kazayit. So do we say a Sheretz, if a Sheretz is Kadasha, and Avodah Zarah should also be Metame Kadasha? Or shall we say, and here we sneak in without everybody noticing right away, and then suddenly they're shocked. Or do we say, since it's compared to a mate, we never spoke about it being compared to a mate, I thought we were comparing it to Nida. Now we got yet a third comparison. Oh my gosh, it's getting really complicated here. So do we say, since it's Itzkish LeMate, we're going to ask, where is that? Then it should have the same shiur of a mate. Just like a mate is only Metame. The boss of a mate is Metame B'Kizayit. Ava Vodazor is Metame B'Kizayit. That's the question. I'll bring you a raya. Toshma Braita says, Avodah Zarah pechuta mikezayit ein batuma kolikar. It says, Beferish, there is no tuma on an Avodah Zarah less than a kezayit. How do we know this? We know it from the comparison to mate. Because as it says in the story of Yoshiyahu, who destroyed all the Avodah Zarahs, he burned down the Asherah, and he burned it by Nachal Kidron, and dumped all of the ash into Nachal Kidron, but instead of allowing it to flow, instead of allowing it to flow out, he collected the ash and threw it onto the Kever B'nai Ha'am, which we still see out there as we drive around the back of the old city. And all of that Afer, Ofer, why did he throw to be like Ofer instead of Afer, to be like a Kever? To teach the people. He could have just let it flow. But he wanted to teach them how you're supposed to look at Avodah Zarah. See this ash? You're talking about death. These are nothing but what's left over from decayed bodies, for God's sake.
That's the meaning.
Exactly. So if a mate is Batami, meanwhile we learn not Bekazayit. How about his heart is Batami Bekazayit? Oh my gosh. So now we've got three separate comparisons. This I got to understand. On the one hand, you're telling me, according to the Rabbanan, we're comparing it to Sheretz to tell me what? I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer, that it's not Batami B'mas. Okay, fine. You're comparing it to Anita for what? To tell me that it's not Matame Levorim. You're comparing it Lamate to tell me that it's not Matame Kadasha. How very convenient to always find a kula in the pasuk. Why don't we do exactly the opposite? Why don't we compare it to all these three things? Lachumra. Ema Lachumra. Say, Lamai, Yochabak, Shrachman, Lasheretz. Why compare it to a Sheretz? A Sheretz is even Matame Pikadasha. There you go. We should compare it to Nida. Why? To tell me a Sheretz. Nida is Matame Bevin Misama. The Torah compared it to a mate as well. Why? Aha, because mate has a tumah that doesn't appear anywhere else. Tumat ohel. So now we've got three new chumras. What do you think about that? Why don't we do the chumra path? Now that's because tumat avodah zarah is the rabbanan. And when it comes to a rabbanan, when you have a question of being makish lakula v'chumra, the rule is you always go lakula makshina, but lakumra lo makshina. And as Tosis points out, so how does that jive with our approach in Rabbi Akiva? in which Rabba is learning that Rabbi Akiva learns out Lachumra, that Anita is Metame Be'evan Misama, and only the other issues he learns out Lakula, and that was Tosfos' brilliant insight into Rabba, that the reason that Rabba brings those extra words, which seem to serve no purpose, say Tomarlo, Hikadeisal Tomarlo, that the pshat there is specifically the comparison to Anita is meant to be taken Lachumra, say, don't find any excuses to go Lakula. So that's a very unique, special relationship. According to Rabbanan, across the board, we're Mekel, and therefore every single comparison is a comparison to the particular issue that is Lakula in that. So either that's not Matame B'Masa, not Matame B'Evorim, not Matame B'Kadasha, we're going to learn one Kula out per application. And now, thank heavens, our president has arrived, because the substitute, as we've said, is flatline. So, Shehitahora. How do we know that a boat is tahor? Shenemar derech onia belevyam. How do we learn that from the path of a boat in the midst of the sea? Well, I should hope so. Did you expect the onia perhaps to be traveling down Route 40? That's where it belongs. I don't need Shlomo Melech to tell me that brilliant insight, you know. But just like a yam is tahar, so it's coming to talk of a deep connection of the boat and the yam, so that we see them as interrelated, the same way we would see something that's b'chubur l'karka, that's not mekabel tumah. Therefore, it comes to tell us over here something that is mechubur l'yam, so to speak, is not mekabel tumah. It's whatever it is, however it works, but extended yam. Now, Tanya, we have an alternative approach, and that is Hananya says, that's not where to find that a boat is not metame. We can learn that a boat is not metame because of the hekesh of all types of kli eitz to sack. It's all mentioned in the same passage. And therefore, we learn out from there, just like sack, by definition, is portable. You pick up a sack, and that's the main point. You pick it up and you walk around with it. It's metaltal mole varekon. Clay eights are not metame unless they are portable. You don't walk around with your boat on your back. And therefore, afkol metaltal mole varekon, and that excludes boats. Boats, they may be portable, but not by you. The miyam moves them, and that's not called portability. Lafuki svina, deina metaltal mole varekon. Is there a practical difference between learning it out from the pasuk that compares the boat to the yam, or just comparing it to any kli eitz? Not comparing it, but just pointing out that it's a typical kli eitz. Of course there's a difference. How about if you make a fiberglass boat? What would be the din then? Then it's not kli eitz. So then it would have a din of kli cheres. Now, if that's the case, the Torah never said kli cheres has to be metaltel mole vareka. Why then, according to this, would a svina be Torah? It would only be Torah if it was made out of wood. Unless, of course, you learn from the comparison of derech onia b'lev yam. Then you could say any onia. But if you're saying it's because it's in a kli eitz, it would be only a wooden onia. That's your difference. So if you hold a svina shel cheres, man yom onia b'lev yam in our Mishnah, fine. Who cares if it's fiberglass? It's still b'lev yam. According to the man yom who holds, it's because of comparison to sack. Only those materials that are compared to sack, namely wood and the like. So hanach tektivi gabi sack, we're over there, they have to be mitatelet malikarekam yilolo. But a svina shalcheres is not compared to sack, and therefore alpha gavdeina mitatelet malikarekam, that would be one difference. Another difference, Sir Richard, is a svinat hayardei, and that would be a kayak kind of thing. Now, the point of a kayak, of course, is that you lift it up, you put it on your shoulder, and you carry it around. So it is a really portable svina, and therefore, if the makor is svina is because of the onia b'lev yam, so then even though it's wood, and even though it is mitaltel, but it's still an onia, so this is an onia b'lev yam, and it's tar. But if the issue is only wooden boats that are portable, well, a kayak is portable. And therefore, it would be metame. So we have basically both directions here. And a kufiyot is metatam alavarekam. A small kayak or svinat hayardein is also metatam alavarekam. Afokba the kulaba. And from here, we see that otidim hakibutzim laharviach misvinot hayardein. Go kayaking on the yarden. There you go. That would be a machlokes. If you learn it out from b'lev yam, then they're not metame. If you learn it out from the comparison to sack, then they are metame because they're metalta.
We're in the business of the kayaks.
Yes, anybody who would go kayaking is very makbid on the Hilchos Tumah V'Torah. The Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Akavya, Mipnei Ma Amru Sfinat HaYarden Tumayah. You know, once Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya walked into Beit HaMidrash and said, you know why a Sfinat HaYarden is Tumay? Because you move it around on your shoulders. Your Toanimo Tobi Abasha. You put all the stuff into it on dry ground. You lift it up and you put it into the water. So obviously it's not a standard boat. It's a portable boat. Omer Yudah Omer Rav, you know, good Lord, you can't afford to miss a minute by falling asleep in Daf Yomi. Because look, you know how many years we've been learning this? People have been talking about this Mishnah. And this Mishnah is also, of course, a remez to for those who sleep, Mishena, those who are sleeping. So for those who are sleeping, for years they've been wondering about this Mishnah. All of a sudden, if you're awake, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya shows up, and for the first time in decades, is mafarish the Mishnah. It's because it's a portable boat. Omer Rabbi Yonatan, you know what? A person should not be moneh himself from the Beit HaMidrash or from learning, even as he's going brain dead. A filo b'sha'at mita, that is no excuse not to be paying attention to Daf Yomi. What's a little brain death compared to Daf Yomi? Shinema zorta Torah adam ki amut ba'ol. The guy's dying. A filo b'sha'at mita tehei osek b'Torah. Even as he is dying, his last esek in life should be in learning. And you, Mishi, your great, great, good Lord, too many generations, great grandfather, the Zayde Reb Noach, was the Zadie Weinberg's grandfather, right? Okay, true. Anyway, so what happened when he felt his end had come, he called some of his children who were there, he said, Kinderlach, it's nicht gut. Komm lernen a Daf Gemara. Kids, things are bad. We better learn a Daf Gemara. And he sat and learned and died mitoch. Is learning. That is this Gemara. Adam ki amud ba'oil. Tafilu b'shat mita, tei osek b'torah. Omer Reish Lakish, the other side of this, is that ein divrei Torah nitkanim, ela b'mishim ein mitat zmo aleha. If you want to remember and to maintain your divrei Torah, you can feel like you're dying to go to sleep. You're suffering such pain, you got to kill yourself for divrei Torah. Stand if necessary. Stand on cold ice if necessary. Put those toesies into freezing cold water, Richie. Shenema zota Torah adam ki yamut ba'oil. The only way to keep yourself going is to die ba'oala shel Torah. Meitve, avodah zarah kisheretz u'misham she'ar kisheretz. Rabbi Akiva mer avodah zarah kenida u'misham she'ar kisheretz. So be shlom and Rebbe Lozer, this is perfect. Meitve. But according to Rabba Kasha, Amalek Rabba, it's worse than yesterday's Mishnah. Mi'alima mi'matnitin diktaniyeh, in the case of the collapsed church house, Eitza v'yavana v'yafara matami kisheretz, and we explained that that means sheretz in terms of not being matami bevin mesama. That's all it means here. Okinamino matami bevin mesama doesn't mean it's not matami b'masa. Meitve. Nochriv and Nochrit, Avodah Zarah Misham Sheah, Hein Velo Hesetan. Rabbi Akiva Omer, even Hein Ve Hesetan, which is Tumat Masa, nobody even thinks about more than that. Tzabach Loket is Lagabe Tumat Masa, not Lagabe Evin Mesama. Ha! So Bishlam and the Rabbi Elazar, perfect. But according to Rabba, makes no sense. Amalekha Rabba, oh, right, perfect. According to you, it's perfect, right? V'latamech nochriv and nochrit, I suppose you're going to say, are not metameh in v'lo esitan, huh? V'atani, it's a beferish abraita. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, that only b'nei Yisrael metameh b'ziba, v'ei nochriv metameh b'ziba, aval gazru aleyem, shekazavim, l'chol divrayem. Need I repeat that? L'chol divrayem, which would mean that they are metameh b'eset. Therefore, we're going to have to change the lashon of the Braita. And it happens to be, says Rabbi, this Braita says exactly what I thought. Amazing coincidence. Mitar Tzotayne. Nochri v'nochrit ein esitan ebim mesama shalem. But of a zora, only hive esitav aloyim mesama shalem, according to the Chachamim, whereas it lives in Rabbi Akiva. Even of a zora, hive esitav ebim mesama shalem. See, I always told you. Rebbe Elazar says, no, the way to explain the Braita is like this. No kriva, no krit, en vesitan veven mesama shalem. Yes, yes, I agree with you on that. Now, Avodah Zarah, he below has seita. That's the point. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, Avodah Zarah, he has seita, masa. Never a word about Evan Misama. Nobody holds to that. Makif la Ravashi, so they're not explaining the word hein. I mean, that's ridiculous. Elam Ravashi, I'll tell you what the point is here. No kriva, no krit, bein hein, sheisitu achirim, bein achirim, sheisitu hein. In other words, artamei. Avodah Zarah, which is Mesita Achirim, Torim, Achirim Shisito Ota, which is Masar to me, Misham Shea Bein Ein Shisito Achirim, Bein Achirim Shisito Tam Tahorim. Great, because it's only Kesherets. There you go, the Chachomim Remreda to Masa, but not to Hesed. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're all the same, Nochri, Nochri, Avodah Zarah, all of them have the din of Evan Mesama, and therefore they have a din of Hesed. It's all to me. And the only exclusion is Mishamshim, which are compared only to Sheretz. So Mishamshia, Benen Shisito Achirim, Ben Achirim Shisito Otam, over there they're Tahorim. Wait, but how can an Avodah Zarah move someone? Avodah Zarah? I mean, Bishlam Achirim Shisito Otam, okay. Mashkachat, how in the world does an Avodah Zarah walk over and pick someone up? He sees the achirim hekamashkakatla. Amar Rami Breda Rabbi Yaiva, very simple. You ever heard of gravity, man? Kedetan hazav bekafa maznayim. Ochlino mashkim bekafa shniya. Kara hazav. So then that's hesed. You can be metame anything, including ochlino mashkim behesed. But karuhend, if they are heavier than the zav, then that's masa. But only a human can be metame b'maza, or things which are roy for mishke b'moshe can be metame b'maza. But they, certainly Hoklan and Mashkin will not be b'kabal tuma. Therefore, they are tehorin. Perfect. Come on, also all the Tanya call out to me'ot, ha-me-sitot, or tehorot. Except for Hesed Shalzav, where the tummy thing moves, the Torah thing, and that is so unique. Now it seems to me that that would be not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a very close friend to a Zav. It's called Yeshke Pipik. No. Afilotem Rabbi Akiva. A Zav means Zav and all extensions thereof. So called the Domile, which includes Avodah Zarah. Boy, Rav Chama Bar Guria. Avodah Zarah, yeshna la'evarim, o ina la'evarim. So, heicha de'ed yot yecholach zirah lo tiboy alecha de'keman de'michbara dami. Ki tiboy alecha heicha de'ina ed yot yecholach zirah mar. Ki ima de'ina ed yot yecholach zirah keman de'michbara dami. O diyoma, look, bottom line is I'm missing any parts. O lo mechasra, or others say, which is the opposite. Ki tiboy alecha la'ach gisa. If ain't ed yot yecholach zirah, for sure, that's keman de'michbara dami. Tosis learns, this is talking about that it breaks into hundreds of pieces. And it takes a real effort to put it back together again. That's
not breaks.
It takes apart into hundreds of pieces. So it's not really easily portable. And therefore it should be sharia, meaning tahor, take them. Boy revak tovoy bar ami avodah zarah. What do you mean, mahu? You better explain your question. I mean, lamai, ilay melayinini surah? I mean, what's the difference? And how about if it would be much smaller than that? It would be the size of this balakron. The Tanya by Simon Balbrit El Elohim, this refers to Zvuv Balakron, the ultimate inconvenient Avodah Zarah. Our Zvuv Balakron is powered by one C-sup. Malami Shikolachad Viachad, Asad Mut Yirato, Minicha Betoch Kiso, Kivan Shazochra, Motia Mitoch Kiso, Michapka, Umineshka, this is a fly, oh God. Ela Leinin Tum, that's your question. And that's, you should have explained. My, Kivan Deit Kishle Sheret, shall we say Ma Sheret Beka Adasha, Avavodazar Nami Beka Adasha, or shall we say it's his Kishle Mate? Just like a mate requires a kezayat, ava vodazor bekezayat. Omre v'avi v'itemer rabba barula. Very simple. To prove the answer to that one, it's a brayta. Tashma detanya avodah zarah pchuta mekezayat. Listen to this. Ein batuma kol ikar. שנאמר וישלח את עפרה על קבר בני העם מאמת בגזעת עבודה זרה בגזעת רבונן. I don't get this. You've managed to figure out how to do everything lakula. You said, למה יחד היית כשל שרץ? תלומת המת במסה. Why lanida de ina levarim? Why lamate de ina matamet kadash? Why not go the other direction? Say lechumra. Say lama yachatay tsharachman al sheretz to be matamet kadash, and why to anida to be matamet beva mesama, and why to a mate to be matamet baral? Nah, but because two matavodas are as only drabonan. If you have a difference of kula lechumra, I mean you're taking a drabonan. The heck is your kula makshinan lechumra lo makshinan. Mina in the Svina Shitora, Shinemar Derech Oniya Belev Yam. Pshita Oniya Belev Yami. That's one thing even Richie rarely makes a mistake about, to bring it right up onto the ground. Hakamash Malam Kiyam, Mayam Tohor, Av Svina Tehora. Tanya Hananya Omer, that's not where we learn it from. We learn it from Sak. Just like sack is metatam olivarekam, so to anything made out of wood is metatam olivarekam, whereas a svina, since it can't be carried around easily, is not metatam olivarekam, is not metatam. It might be naive, even now, what if the svina is made out of fiberglass? Sabandiyam onia belev yam, onami belev yamu, lamandiyam ake sack, only those materials mentioned by sack, and it does not say a word about fiberglass in the list of materials by sack. So only those things, if they're metal telet molevere come in, ilo lo, but a svina shalcheras, avagalina metal telet molevere come would be tamei. Or you could look at it, what about a kayak? Svina tayardin, lima diyam on the yabal of yam, well, it's also on the yabal of yam, but if we're comparing it, then the basis is purely in terms of its being metalta molivarekam, a kayak is metalta molivarekam. Domre v'chanina v'nakavya, mibnei ma amru svinata yarden tmeya, mibnei shetu unim toanim ota b'yabasha, umoridim ota lamayim. Omre b'yuram arav, oh my God, oh my God, almost missed that one. Liolamayim nadam at atzmo v'beit ha-midrash, afilu shah achat, hari kama shanim nishnit mishnazu v'beit ha-midrash, v'lonit galata ama. And it's been years since Richie's been able to sleep at night worried about what the possible reason could be to be Matama Dafka Svinata Yarden and no other Svina. I mean, he sometimes calls me 3 o'clock in the morning to tell me he's having nightmares. I can't go to sleep. Why? Why is the Svinata Yarden Matama? Why? Tell me. Ad Sheba Rabbi Hananya Ben Akavya Upirsha. You see? Just because you fell asleep at that minute, you never slept again. Amar Rabbi Yonata, Lo Olama Yimna Adam Adatzvon Bibet HaMidrash Bidivrei Torah, Afilu Bishat Mita, Shama Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Amud Bohel, Afilu Bishat Mita, Tehe Osek B'Torah. Amar Resh Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah Mitkaimim Ala Ben Mishim Emit Atzvon Aleha, Shama Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Amud Bohel.